The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. May the Lord be in my mind, on my lips, in my heart. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the vine. My Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. And everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People gather them and throw them into a fire where they are burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Just experiencing all of you on this sacred occasion lifts up my spirit, and I'm sure yours as well. This is a holy event. It's a profoundly personal event that we've all experienced. We're a Eucharistic people. Our whole Christian life is what that gospel says. Remain in me, and the way Christ designed that we could remain in him is in the Holy Eucharist. In those symbols, food and drink of life. Not just our bodily life as earthlings, but our divine life as sons and daughters of God. My dear people here, as you watch what happens here today, it should set you into a wonderful uplifting of thanksgiving to God that you're still here, that you've remained in Christ, that you're a branch on his vine that is producing fruit. That's why you're here. You wouldn't be here otherwise. Just think what the Eucharist means, what Holy Communion means, to commune with the Holy One, the divine Son of God himself, who alone can give us eternal life. And he does. And you've stayed. You're still connected with the vine of eternal life. You're a Holy Communion people. That's why this tremendous event today, someone told me there are 40 young people. Is that correct? Where's the boss? 40? Okay. 40. We think of them with that word first. First, And what a joy it is to, as I walked in first, so I couldn't watch them, but as they got here and I saw them ahead of time, and I just couldn't marvel enough at these parents here, this father and this mother, who trust the Lord because they've already experienced from their baptism and their first communions and their whole Christian life up to this point and with all their other children, that they're partners with God. These are God's children and theirs. He entrusted them to these parents. And today, these parents, again, you're laying it on the line, aren't you, about faith and about baptism. We're never done with baptism, becoming men and women of God. I'm 85 and I'm not done yet. We're never done with these sacraments. But today, these 40 young boys and girls are doing what we call First Communion, that first communing with the risen Christ present under the signs that we know so well in terms of our bodily life, food and drink. Yes, it's Himself. These 40 young people are very blessed today because they're sitting between two people who are believers, right? He's got it made. It's green light for him all the way. This first communion is going to be 1,000 and 1,000 communions as he grows to be a saint, a man of God, as you grow to be a woman of God, right? Absolutely. How blessed these young people are sitting between these two here who bring them to God and who are going to bring them closer to God for the rest of your lives. Think of all the grandparents here. Are your parents here? Your parents are here. Good. Grandparents, raise your hands. Let me see all these grandparents. Oh, God bless you. You did it. You brought these here. You brought them to baptism and First Communion. And they're doing it. My dear grandparents, did it all pay off? Raise your hands. Did it all pay off, or was it all a big nothing, yuck, yuck? No, it paid off. You know why? How proud you can be today, and you look at your sons and daughters here who are bringing their children to God. Wow, this is so powerful. When I made my first communion in 1939, can you believe that? Of course, it was all in Latin and all that stuff. And anyway, I don't want to go into the details on that one, but the priest who celebrated the communion, the whole first part of the homily, I think it was the whole thing, was nothing but firing questions at these first communicants. One question after the other. Who remembers that, the questions? Well, we were only third grade, second grade, or whatever, but that's what they did. I'm going to ask one question today. Now, there is a girl here who has a name that's very, not common, but it's frequent in my relations. And her name is Madeline. Is she here? Where's Madeline at? Where's Madeline? Is she here? I don't see her. There's Madeline. Yes. Madeline, I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Think about it now. What's the name of the sacrament you're receiving here today? That's right, she's got it. First Communion. Is that right, everybody? Yeah, she's got it. You can sit down. You want more questions? First Communion. When you think back to your First Communions, I think back to mine. I remember the priest. He had a good German name, Hildebrandt. Leo Hildebrandt. He had a lot to do with me becoming a priest eventually. Great priest. I remember the sisters. We were in a Catholic school. There were about 15 sisters in that school. They were all sisters teaching. I remember one in particular. Her name was Sister Elizabeth. She was the sweetest thing imaginable. In fact, later on, I gave a retreat to that community of sisters as a bishop, and she was still living, the sweet little thing. I remember her, the teacher. I remember especially my parents. I never had any grandparents. They never came from Germany, so I never knew grandparents, but I had parents, of course. And I remember them. I remember my family. That's why today, as these children make their first communion, how proud you must be in Holy Trinity Parish. You look back at your history. You look here at this church. All of these signs. I was gazing at that one for a while and gazing at this one and all the rest here. You're surrounded by what first communicants are going to take into themselves, and that is the fullness of who Christ is, and continue to have communion with him the rest of their lives. Yes, this sacrament is at the heart of the Christian faith, because the heart of the Christian faith is Jesus Christ, who has never left us. He said, I will never leave you orphans. And at the Last Supper, he instituted this way that he could be with today, for example. Across the whole United States, there's practically a communion in every parish today or tomorrow. And Christ is present with all of them in this marvelous way. So, my dear Catholics, I don't want to talk much longer here, but I congratulate the mothers and fathers. And you're not done by a long shot. But you like it. You love it. Your parents loved it. And when you look at him and you look at her, my dear Catholics, this is the ball game. This is it. If this goes out of the picture, we just become earthlings. That's all. Earthlings. We're that anyway. But we are children of God, and they are. And I congratulate the parents here, and I congratulate their parents, the grandparents, and if there's any great-grandparents, or there's some great-grandparents here, nobody? Just me? Yeah, there's some here. You did it. Wonderful parish. And now, remember that song? I always heard it sung at all the weddings I had. We had gobs of weddings in my parishes. Sometimes on a weekend, we'd have four weddings. We were all pooped out, I'll tell you. But they sang that song, "We've Only Just Begun." Who remembers that song? Did they have that at your wedding? I used to get so sick of that song. But anyway, "We've Only Just Begun." This is a beginning. This is a beginning that's dynamite. Dynamite. And you know as Catholics, and I do as a Catholic too, that that receiving Christ in the Holy Eucharist in communion on and on, day after day, week after week, year after year, it goes on and on. He's saving me. He's transforming me. He's making me into a man and a woman of God. He's calling me to become a saint. He's calling me to be a gift to all the people that he puts in my care. And it's the same with all of you. So today, this celebration is your celebration. Everybody here, all these little ones and all the ones to come and all the ones that have been here for the next last 20, 30 years, you did it. You did it. You showed the way. Because your first communion was not a mistake. Your first communion was not nothing. Your first communion is still going on, and it's going on in this Eucharist today. So my dear young people, I thank God for you. We're proud of you. but especially the mothers and the fathers. I want to ask one more question, because there's another name here that's big in our relatives, and that name is Olivia. Where is Olivia? You were a reader too, weren't you? Yes, Olivia. When did Jesus give us the Holy Eucharist, for First Communion, at what big celebration that Jesus was at with his disciples, and he took the bread and the wine and instituted the Holy Eucharist? Sure she does. You got the Last Supper? God, these kids are smart. Who educated these people? You did? Last Supper, the Last Supper. That's the Eucharist. My dear Catholics, it still goes on. You're going to hear it tonight. The very words of Jesus, they're going to come from my lips, but he's the one that does it. This is my body given up for you. This is my blood poured out for you. Remember those texts? You're going to hear them tonight. And he becomes present as we remember everything about him, how he died for us, rose from the dead, and that Christ is present, and he enters into us, and we become one with him. That's already eternal life. Thank you for listening to all this. And there's no creed, because you did that when you renewed the baptism promises, and now we will have the petitions. Please rise.